broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia. Tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love. On Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Revolution Radio, good evening. It is 8 p.m. Eastern, and you are listening to Studio A. Get ready to lock in for the next 2 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, Watchmen on the Wall, with your host, The Watchman.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast here on The Watchmen here on Revolution.Radio, freedomslips.com, one of the first places to be, and we appreciate you joining in with us tonight here on The Watchmen on the Wall broadcast, which can be heard on what the Roman pagan calendar states on your wall every Sunday night between 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and got a little treat for you tonight. This was quite a while back, actually, but we were on a broadcast, a show of an incredible, talented broadcaster and his crew. This was probably about a year ago or so, over a year ago. And we're going to play some clips from that. And You'll enjoy it. And shout out to Jimmy Jean and all his fine crew. We're going to play this. Like I said, this was about a year ago. I've been wanting to get this on the radio for quite some time now. And suddenly felt like we had the right venue now, right timing. Anyhow, Revolution.Radio is the largest listener-supported network on the face of the slider. I want to encourage you to keep on supporting the network, all the fine hosts, all the fine broadcasts, fine management, makes things happen, the engine runs things. And so this is a subject that we talked about, the Mark of the Beast, and Jimmy and I were talking about it. And so he asked us on. This was, again, like I said, a little over a year ago. Hope you enjoy it.
Listen tonight, man, I gotta say, we've been looking forward to having our guest on for a bit. He's knowledgeable in a lot of areas that most people do not even venture into the journey. And so I know you've been on with him before on his show, because he is a host of his own. But tonight he's here to help us out, and he has a perception of something that may be going on. And I think after we hear what he has to say, You know, you decide what you think, ladies and gentlemen, because it looks like we are on the road to ruin. And we're at the tournament. We may just be on the precipice of the mark, the beast that everybody's been talking about for so long. Now, I'm not necessarily a mark of the beast guy, because personally, I mean, 666 is 18, and that's 9. And so, there's a lot to it. And tonight, we have somebody that really can get into it in many different ways, ladies and gentlemen. And, let's just...
Broken line and broken string. Broken bridge and broken string. Broken nerves and broken head. People sleeping in broken bed. Ain't no news to die. Ain't no news to joke. Everything is broken.
Watchmen on the wall. Everything's broken. How is that?
Broken bridges and broken.
I am here.
Excellency.
Man. That's man in demand all the time. I'm glad to be with you. It's an honor to be with you in Evan.
Hey, it's an honor to have you here. So Watchmen on the Wall, you've been getting in touch with me recently with a feverish pitch because you have your eye on the horizon and you see a few things going on that you think people might want to get aware of. And I'm sure this has been talked about in the alternative media a few times.
Absolutely.
This subject. But the thing is the way that it's talked about and from the perspective and the perception of the people talking about it is what makes a difference. And so you have a whole different perspective on the Holy Scriptures, on exactly what happened, when, who it was that made it happen, the names we use to call out to our Savior may not necessarily be our Savior. The picture we see on the wall that looks like Jesus, was the Lord's son imposed for the portrait. So that technically isn't the actual Jesus, whether he had, blue eyes and light skin and, and the fashionable beard. I do not know. It's possible, if the bloodline ideas are correct, it may very well be possible that Jesus could have been that color with those eyes. Coming from that place, coming from a certain bloodline. So it is possible. But there always is this inference that Jesus himself, Watchman, and maybe you can clarify, but a lot of people think that somebody coming from Palestine or Palestine, where Palestine is, would have been of a darker variety of skin just simply because of the heat and the desert and the sun. So what do you think about that? Could a lily white, green-eyed man survive in the desert, or would you have to have a bit more melanin in your skin to walk around and talk to people under the trees and stuff?
Well, he looked like us, but he wasn't from the dust like us. That's the difference. In other words, he's the potter, not the clay. And as you alluded to, they never called him Jesus until 400 years ago, because the letter J, as you all aware, you and Epic both know, didn't exist. Even Webster's Dictionary will tell you that the first King Jimmy or King James Bible didn't even have the letter J in 1611. But he was, he looked just like us, but he wasn't a human being, because the Most High said in Psalm 49 that none of their brethren could redeem them. So if the Most High came himself, he didn't send someone else, he sent himself. The Father, the Heavenly Father, became the Messiah, or what they call the Son of Elohim, which is the Hebrew term for Mighty One. So that's my take on that from what I've researched in my 25 years. I got a degree in theology, pastored 7 years, preached in half the U.S., was a chaplain with the St. Louis Cardinals and Brewers. And I realized about 20 years ago, I had to rethink my position. I realized I was parroting lies, or half-truths, my friend.
I see. Well, I know. And the thing is that you've been a professional broadcaster in a lot of different ways before you were ever out here spreading the word, walking the path, And so, you judge a man by his fruits, and your fruits have been plentiful and you give without any kind of
thought of yourself, and that's what I appreciate about you. And I think you bring a viewpoint to the table that a lot of people may want to understand. Simply because, I mean, when I die, if Jesus sits at the right hand of God, okay, is it when I go, when there's two doors, and I know Jesus is supposed to sit at the right hand of God, but let's say Jesus and God aren't there, and I die, and there's two doors there. I mean, stage is, you know, I mean, what if you go through the wrong door? You see what I mean? So the thing is, the Bible is confusing for a lot of people for a lot of reasons and a lot of why. There are reasons because it's met a lot of ways. It all depends on where you're sitting when you read it. It all depends on, you know, a lot of people say that the actual Bible in itself is a 3D situation, and that the more you read it, the more you can unzip and unlock the files that are contained within it. That is not actually what you're actually reading that's in there, because you can't see it unless you read it enough. Now, what is going on? Now, to explain to people a little bit about some of this now. What is going on with this Bible? What is going on with who we call out when we die? What's the name that I want to call out when I get scared and there's a demon in, under my bed? Who am I? I'm calling out to Jesus. Am I calling to my Savior, or is that somebody else?
Have they... you're referring to the Savior, but they never called him that. If you could go back in a time machine, which is impossible in essence, some say you could, but I don't believe it, and go back to Peter, James, John, say, take me to Jesus, they would say, who are you talking about? They'd be scratching their head. The only one that they would worship or call on is the name of Yah or Yahweh. Some say Yahweh, but in the Hebrew, it's pronounced Yahweh. Just like Hawaii backwards is Yahweh, because I had the Y sound. Iowa was pronounced Yahweh. Psalms 19 says the heavens and the earth declare the glory of Yahweh's name. So when you inhale, exhale, I mean, everything that has breath speaks his name. Everything, you don't hear God, Lord, Jesus, or Jehovah in that. So that tells you we're deceived right there by the translators. The Greek Latin text, what they call in the Bible, were the counterfeit and the hypocrites. Use that hidden mystery language of Latin to deceive. The name of the Most High Yah was taken out 7,000 times to deceive the innocents, and they inserted and supplanted it with Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah, which go back to all these Greek idols and heathen idols of Babylon and Egypt and so forth, to get everybody into Roman verbal jurisdiction as a vibration and a frequency. And so we have to speak the name of Yah or Yahweh. Bob Marley would say Jah, you know, but the J doesn't exist. It's really Yah, but he was closer than Christian. See, a lot of Christians don't believe or have a hard time with this, Jimmy and Epic, that they have a hard time with wrapping around their brain that Christianity was never the original faith of the apostles. That was all Roman-based creation. The word Christian only appears three times, so Christianity is a lawless message. It doesn't take you back to the Father. It leads you to the father of lies, the devil, which we're going to get into. His mark, his name, his number, and his image shortly as you want us to go.
Let me ask you a question, because I know that you're educated in this area, and I've always wanted to ask somebody about this now. Is the idea, the thing that set Christianity apart from everything else all of a sudden was that there was this idea of forgiveness. Up until the Savior came, there was no forgiveness, man. You sinned, you know, you got the shaft. You know, you missed the elevator, you get the shaft, like that.
But then, it was immediate punishment, exactly.
Right, but then all of a sudden, there became a Savior. And he came down in a manger, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so he saved us because he died for our sins. Now we can go before God with forgiveness because he died for our sins. Now, would you say that this was something real, or was this a whole, say, story that was made up by the Roman Catholic Church as it was before it was, so that they could extract tax money for you? You know, you could go do whatever you want, Watchman. You know, just come over here and pay me my little bit, you know.
Right.
And
it's a lawless message. In other words, follow my legalisms of the Roman Empire morphing into the Roman Catholic Church. Follow the man-made rules and regulations of the circumcised governments of men, which is all 190 or 200 countries. There's only one government to follow, and that is the Most High's his original Christianity says all the laws have been done away with, but then they got their own man-made laws and say, oh, keep all the laws of the land, by the way, and as long as it doesn't cause you to disobey the Most High's laws, then that would be fine. But when it causes you to disobey, then you've got to choose who you're going to serve, because no man or woman could serve two masters. You're either serving Yahweh's government, all of it, from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between, and also the book of Enoch, Jubilees, and Jasher, and over 204 books at least minimum found in 2 Ezra 14. There wasn't 66 books. That's 33-degree Masons to the second power, man. The original King James Bible had 81 books, and within those 81 books, it said there was 204 books. So there's a lot more books.
81 books is 9, 204 is 6.
There you go. There you go. I mean, you go to 46. Let's look at 13, okay? We're going to read Revelation 13 in a bit. You got the 13 bloodline plant families, right? Then you got the 33-degree Mason. 33 and 13 is 46. 46 is Catholic in Gematria. There's 46 books in the Old Testament, Catholic Bible. The first Catholic president died at 46, was murdered, JFK. The second Catholic president is the 46th president, who's the second Catholic president, Biden. Okay, he had 46 tanks when he fake inaugurated him into this fake situation we're seeing today. So these are all not by accident. These are all done by the numbers.
I think, in my opinion, we're on the precipice of something really big. And when I see the controlling elite take their hands off the wheel and let people just run amok, run wild, because they have something in mind that's none of this matters anymore. It doesn't matter if you know they're criminals. It doesn't matter if you know they're doing dirty shit behind closed doors. They don't care. Go ahead and show my videos on the internet. I don't care. That's what they say. Go ahead. Do it. I'll do it right in front of your face, man, because you know why? Because I'm real super smart, Watchman. I figured,
I know you are.
I don't mean that. I mean, personally, I just mean I'm playing a role. I'm real smart, Watchman. See, I think I'm smart because I figured it out that no matter what I do here on Earth, as long as I ask for forgiveness, I'll be all right.
There's still a restitution, and that's that sloppy agape, which is the Greek word for love. In other words, hey, if I just ascend in my mind and believe that he died and that's all I got to do, but I don't got to make restitution, then that's just hypocrisy. You still have – there is no crime that's been committed unless you offend someone or hurt them physically or damage their property. Everything else is a fiction playing out as reality, bro.
I hear you. Everything else. Okay, we're coming up to 11 o'clock, top of the hour. I'm gonna play a quick song here for a couple seconds. When I come back, Epic Journeyman, I want you to jump in here with the Watchmen, and I want you guys to start laying the groundwork for what we're gonna be talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, which is something that's happening here and now, and it's happening quick. And a lot of people have already been affected by it. And I think there may be a potential that when you look at what the savior figure is in how much about the Quran do you know? You can if you say you don't know any, that's fine, because I don't really either, except for about this particular thing. It's one of the things I know, but what do you know about the Quran?
I've read excerpts, but I can't say that I've read it from cover to cover, but I do know that
it's interesting.
Go ahead.
It's interesting because their savior figure, the Mahdi, okay, the deeds that he performs when he arrives and when he gets here there's so many that are exactly like what in the Bible is said that the Antichrist does. So what I'm telling you is the Mahdi, when he arrives and his mark comes, everybody who's Muslim will openly and wantingly take the mark, because it means that the Mahdi has arrived. And everybody on the other side who's Christian, they won't take the mark because it's the mark of the beast, and according to the Bible. So these two things in and of themselves puts us in a position. So let's just say the Muslim people believe that Jesus was a prophet, not the savior. But in the very nature of it, are they not anti-Christ? In other words, they don't believe Christ is the savior, and they don't believe that Yahweh is God. So, and the very just nature of it is Antichrist. I think the whole thing's set up, and I think we have been set up for what's about to happen. And you guys, you know what? Forget the music. Let's just keep going here. You guys, Epic Journeyman, get in here with the Watchman. I'm going outside for my smoke break.
All right.
You guys,
it's going to perimeter.
But hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Before I go, let me tell everybody, while I go, I'm going to be listening on my phone on aftermath.fm because I have the Aftermath app on my phone. And so I want to just let you know, don't you worry about seeing it. I'm going to be there listening because I want to come back. I want to get deep into this, man. Knee deep. I'm already knee deep over here. I got to go outside and air it out, man. I got to do some jumping jacks and clear the devil off the plate. Somebody's trying to attach themselves to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
So
go ahead.
So the name you want to rebuke the devil is in the name of Yah or Yahweh. That's what you have power from. Exclusively. Anything else is subtle idolatry. With all due respect.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Epic Journeyman, are you live?
I am here.
Let me give you here's the captain's cap. Here's the keys, baby. Go ahead. I'm going to the back of the boat with my cigarette. I'll talk to you. I'll be listening.
Right on. We'll be waiting for you. We'll save the best when you come back. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Well, not funny. Just interesting funny that Jesus has a place, you know, Yahshua, Yah, right, has Isa in the Quran has a place as the Savior, as Messiah. But of the prophet of the children of Israel, and not of humanity as a whole. So they make this other distinction, like, in other words, that he is the Messiah and prophet sent to Israel, the children of Israel, rather, but not for the final prophet, the final Savior, right? So it's one of those things that it's touchy territory. This was, you know, a lot of people who practice the faith out there, both faiths, and you have to kind of pick that soft spot in between. But I think that one of the guys I met over in Jordan when I was waiting to go, he was a tour guide, actually. He took us to where Moses got to look from the mountain over into Israel, but not wasn't allowed to enter, right? You know, the scriptures. And we got to stand there and look over the valley and look at the promised land. He broke the type is why he couldn't enter. He smote the rock, and that was one of the reasons why he couldn't enter the promised land.
Yeah, it was punishment, right?
Right, and so he was describing to the tour group, practices Muslim faith, that they really respect Jesus or Yahshua right over there. But he's a high order prophet in Islam, and
right,
what Americans may think, right?
Well, I respect a lot of the modesty aspect of their belief system, but when you realize the source of how Islam came into being, I mean. Muhammad was a Catholic cardinal before, and he was illiterate, and he had the Yemeni Jews have to do all of the scholastic work for him. But he was actually, I'm sure you know this, Epic, but he was actually a Catholic cardinal prior, and he married a Catholic nun. And so he was on mandate around 600 to 700 AD to be the head prophet of a new Roman religion, just like even Jordan Maxwell has come out publicly and stated that modern-day Judaism was created around 500 AD by Rome. Same thing with Islam, 600 to 700 AD for a timeline. And then, of course, modern-day Christianity was during Constantine around 325. The apostles were way, you know, when it says they were first called Christians at Antioch, only three times in the New Testament does that word occur. Just because you're called something doesn't mean you own up to it or acknowledge it. They were the Hederic or the way. That was the faith for the apostles and prophets. They followed the Father in the flesh as the Son. Just like you're a father, you're a son for all those fathers out there. You were a son first, then you became a father. But it doesn't mean in this case that's the case. But the reality is it's in reverse. The Father became the Messiah because he couldn't send anybody else. He said, I will not share my glory with another. He's not going to contradict himself and say, wait till the New Testament and I'll change my mind. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that what I've learned over the years just from, you know, interfacing so much with that region of the world that I think that so much of it's misunderstood. Like, it's just misunderstood. You almost have to. There's a little village in Jordan, actually. You pastor, I'm trying to think of the name of it. There's a cool little chapel there with the mosaic tile that dates way back to the original founding of the church. And, not the church, the Roman Catholic Church, but, you know, the original churches were formed by the apostles. And I forget the name of it, but it's one of the few places in the world where they actually speak Aramaic still.
I'm sure you know the name of it. I can't remember.
Right. The village speaks Aramaic. So,
and that's what the New Testament was originally inspired, was in Hebrew and Aramaic, not the Greek, Latin. And see, this is the problem that people have, is because they get disillusioned. And I understand, is because people are raised generally, if you look at, let's say, the North American continent, you know, they're raised with the Roman Greco mindset. It's a Western civilization. And the book that, you know, they say, well, we send the most missionaries, we send the most Bibles, and yet we've got the Western Roman Greco groupthink or mindset, and yet the book is an Eastern book, and this is why people don't understand it. You've got to go back to the original language to understand the renewed covenant, what they call erroneously the New Testament. In other words, the higher the mountain you go, better the water tastes, generally, and the clearer it is. You want to understand the word of Yah, the government of Yah, you've got to go back to the first language, the language of heaven, the Hebrew language, or what they call Hebrew, not the Yiddish, not the block letter, but the pictograph, like a picture's worth a thousand words.
But yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, we were talking about Cymatics the other day, and how we talk about it quite a bit, actually, and that I call it an urban myth, but I don't think it's a myth, that the Hebrew language was written on stone by them speaking and intonating these words. And that's what made the symbols, right? And that they copied that and derived the language from that. And the thing that's so interesting about it is having both the meaning of a number and a letter. And meaning,
right,
you know, so many things in one time. And how the movie Pi, where they go and say mother and father adds up to son or child, right? Child.
Right.
In the math, it makes a new word, but it equals child. Well, that's brilliant to conceive of if you're making a language out there in the desert or wherever you were. It wasn't really a desert back then when it was made. No pun intended, that was like a Freudian slip, I guess, made it by mother, father, child.
I remember having you on our 26th episode, and the Most High's name, Yahweh, has a numerical value of 26, or 10, 5, 6, 5, which would be Yod, Hey, Wah, Hey, kind of like ABCD. It would be, in the Hebrew language, it's Yod, Hey, Wah, Hey, which computes numerically to 10, 5, 6, 5, or 26. It was on the old network Jimmy used to be on Sunday 8 to 10 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. So for those that want to get the archives of that, you're episode 26. Jimmy, I think, is episode 21. So if you want to see some of the old stuff without mentioning the name, but I think people could figure it out of respect to management and ownership. Go ahead.
Right on. So, you know, the thing that is really cool about that, I'm glad you brought that up, and it ties into the numbers we're just talking about.
Exactly.
How those have to add up right. They have to add up right. I mean, so the mother, father, child, you know, adding up to be what that is in Hebrew, only works if you have the right word, right? Only numerically adds up if you have the right numbers that make the right word. So when you do something and misinterpret something or change a word, then it no longer has the same sum. It no longer has the same meaning. So that means that even though most of the Bible is interpreted very well, I mean, for a book as old as it is, with the books that are enclosed in it, encapsulated in it, it's actually pretty darn good, you know, it's to the test of time very well. But if it's missing the things that add up to that, that's why it says not to take, you know, one add or one take away.
Yeah. And yet, before we got here, that already happened. So we're not the guilty party. It was always all roads lead to Rome. That's the guilty party.
Right. So if we're entering coordinates in our little teleporter, is going to make us cross the dimensions here in the future and go anywhere in time and space, you know, how can we? But hey, we have it wrong. We don't have the right code anymore. You say there's not such thing as a time machine. I kind of agree with that it's not really, it wouldn't be a time machine. It'd be being in the whole, right? Just being part of the whole, where if you're in the God mind, basically, you're all things at once, right? Everything's ever been, ever going to be. That's in the mind of God, right? So, but for us to know that would be a blessing from God. But a way to access some of those things that he gave us, you need to have the right vocabulary, you need to have the right words, you need to have the right numbers, you need to have...
Right, and you hit a good point, because even the term God was a short form for Satan's original name found in 1 Enoch chapter 68 or 69, depending on what translation of Enoch. Gadriel was his original name before he fell, and Samuel, he had several different names, the devil, Diablo, and so forth, Satan, all these adversaries and so forth, but God was the short form. That's why it says on the money, in God we trust. They're talking about Satan, because
It says in Corinthians that Satan is the god of this world. That goes back to his original name found in 1 Enoch 68:69. He's the one that seduced Eve in the garden. His name was Gadriel, and it's spelled G-A-D-R-E-L. It's pronounced Gadriel, not the righteous angel Gabriel, but the wicked first angel ever created, Gadriel, also known as Satan, Samuel, et cetera, et cetera.
That's a whole trippy thing in itself. We need to go back to the creation.
That's a whole show in itself, right?
Yeah, it is, because it's about the different kinds of angelic beings, too, and what kind of power they have.
And there's a lot of people that say, well, you're majoring on Miner's Watchman, or you're playing a splitting hair game for semantics. No, it's not. The Messiah stated in Matthew's original name is Matanyah. He said, by your words, you're justified, and by your words, you're condemned. And names are words. And he said, don't take my name in vain. Now, think about it. Everyone's calling the Most High God, generally in the Western world, and that's the name for Satan originally. And he's got everyone hoodwinked not to call him by the name of Yah. That's why you say hallelujah in all languages the same, because his name was never meant to change, just because more languages and cultures develop over centuries and myriads of time. Your name doesn't change. Oh, so we call him Jesus in English. Jesus in Spanish. Well, hold on, that's a lie. Your name doesn't, just because Joe goes to Mexico, don't make him Jose. Your name stays the same on your ID. You know, and he said, don't take my name in vain. And when they put the word Lord in there, it's exactly what they did, because the word Lord goes back to one of his arch enemies called Baal or Baal. Go to Unger's and Bynes Christian Dictionary, it'll tell you. You see, so vibration, frequency, and sound waves, when we breathe in and breathe out, again, because everything that has breath praises his name. So when he made man in his image, when Yahweh made man in his image, he put his name in our breath. Just like Ford, when he put the Ford Motor Car name on there, let everyone know he designed it, he put the patent on it. The Most High put his name in our breath. So you inhale, exhale, everything that has breath speaks his name. That's how you can tell truth, by the spirit of Yah, the word of Yah, and by the creation of Yah. The Himalayas are the highest mountains. The Koyas are the highest trees.
I want you to magnify the name of Jesus and the breath work associated with that name, and the saying of the making the sound of the name that causes
the devils to flee and to tremble.
Yeah, and the harmonization with the Most High. To harmonize with the Most High, you have to say the word that makes the sound that causes the vibration to open the door for you to take the energy that comes down from the Most High. So I want you to expand a little bit on the breath work, if you would.
Absolutely. In the book of Genesis, Bereshit in the Hebrew, it states that that he created man in his own image after his likeness, and he breathed into Adam and Eve and made them a living soul. So when he breathed his name into them. And breathe them, made them a living soul, made in his image. This is why Satan is warring against, or Samuel, or Gadriel, if you will, again, not Gabriel, is warring against humanity, because we're all made in the image, or Adam and Eve were, and then, of course, we're all in the image of our parents after their failure. But we're crowned with loving kindness in Psalms 8. Yah loves us as his prized possession, all humanity. Regardless of what seed line, he still loves all humanity. And his, why? Because we're made in the image of Yah. And so Satan hates that, even though he was the first angel created, or first sentient being created by the Most High Yah, or Yahweh in the full form.
Mm-hmm.
His goal is to destroy the human race, because he's jealous. And he's like looking at us as we are from the dust, when really we're from the fire and wind, like that group Earth, Wind, and Fire had it three-fourths right. They forgot the breath of Yah that's installed in all of us.
Well, let me ask you this. Is that what this YHWH, is that the spelling of how to say the sound? And there's 666 yes. people on the Aftermath website right now. 666 people, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means? That means it's time for this. Do me a favor, would you? Mute up.
Roger.
Thank you.
Jimmy. This is Aftermath at the Microcosm. Aftermath.fm. We're here with the Watchmen on the Wall in the Epic Tournament.
Venus, I guess, Lucifer, the Latinism, you know, Lightbringer. Remember, Latin is the hidden mystery, concealed language the Most High does not speak in. Now, he can speak to us in all languages, I get that, but the reality is his original word, which is no error, there's no errors in it, and it's original Hebrew and Aramaic, original, it's this other adversary, like he said in the Garden Parable, an enemy has sown this, caused literally Eve to be drunk with the wine of the vine, caused her to be impregnated. We went over this before, but the reality is, not to get on that subject too much, is that...
We can get on that subject because we're going to the mark of the beast. That's where we're heading, ladies and gentlemen. And let me just say, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that that's exactly what's going on. But before we get there, let's understand a little bit about this. Now, was the snake a penis? Was the knowledge, the carnal knowledge of having sex with someone other than your partner, and was that bloodline and seed line then propagated across the earth and is now what we see as some of these people that we don't like in the public eye? Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's why you see there's wars constantly on the earth, because the war in heaven, two factions, righteous angels of Yah, one third fought with one third that fell with Satan. And Yah, in essence, said in a modern vernacular, not my house, sons, take it outside. So he kicked Satan in one third of the heavens, I mean, out of the heavens into the earth on the first or second day of creation, actually. And by the sixth day, Adam and Eve, see, we all pre-existed as these sentient spiritual beings, and we were there. And there was one third righteous that fought Gabriel, Michael, etc., the good angels versus Satan, or Gabriel, his original name, and all his other. One third of the angels that fell with him. Where's the other one third? This is why Adam and Eve was fitted to come in the image of Yah. They pre-existed as Melakim in the Hebrew, what we call angels, which is kind of a convoluted term. But in reality, we all were there. We just don't remember. We drank from the cup of forgetfulness. That's what Psalms 88:12 says, that the earth is the land of forgetfulness. Just because we don't remember doesn't mean it doesn't happen, Jimmy.
Well, I wish I had this quote online to but perfect, be perfect, from Excalibur, right? Is the bane of man that they forget. Merlin, right?
Yeah.
Well, the guy out there in the dragon's breath, right?
Yeah.
Which is going to tie into what we're going to talk about. That's exactly
well, Satan has a counterfeit. You know, just like the MK Ultra is a wicked device, Satan has used in all these agencies. Y'all had a righteous reset so that we would not be traumatized to come to a wicked world. And that's why our mind is white, so that we could journey back to remembrance incrementally.
so that we wouldn't be such a shock at how much he loves us, that it wouldn't blow our mind away.
Do me a favor.
Leaving paradise to hear.
Do me a favor and get a little bit closer to your microphone. I really appreciate it because you sound a little echoey in there, and I just want people to be able to hear what you're saying. So listen, Epic Journeyman, Watchman on the Wall, it's 11:21 on the West Coast. Where are you, Watchman? Are you on the East Coast?
West Coast.
West Coast. Okay, good. So you're 11 o'clock, and Epic Journeyman is 8 o'clock where you are, right? 8:20, something like that?
It is.
All right, cool. So listen, we got plenty of time, and there's a lot of questions that people have for you. So just want to let you know we will be opening up the phones a little bit later, ladies and gentlemen. Until we get there, though, I want to start moving ourselves over to what we're actually here about tonight, because it's something that's pressing up against humanity at this present time. There's been a lot of activity in this direction. There's been a lot of discussion over the past year and a half since the patent number was discovered on a particular, technology that Bill Gates owns, and so on and so forth. So we're going to get into that in just a few, ladies and gentlemen. Before we do, let's go back to this here. I'm curious, and because we do a lot of looking at something called the Tribe of Dan. Now, Watchman, what can you tell us about the Tribe of Dan?
Well, we noticed that in the Book of Revelation, the name of the Tribe of Dan is not mentioned as one of the tribe. I think it's another one as well besides Dan. Dan also, many believe, traces back to the Danites, or the country of Denmark. They got also a river called the Danube River. So they're definitely one of the tribes of Israel. The lost sheep of the house of Israel is who the Messiah only came for, and they became the mystery of the Gentiles that Paul would talk about in the Renewed Covenant. He would say, when the fullness of the Gentiles come, he's talking about these lost sheep of the house of Israel, like Dan and so forth, to come back and graft back into the government of Yah, into Yah's law, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. That's his goal, is to bring us all back to his kingdom, his government now, not intermingle with the governments and affairs of the serpent seed line of this wicked world. Regardless if you're part of that seed line, you can still be engrafted back into the righteous seed line. That's how much he loves everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, some of the stuff that we've done on the Tribe of Dan is a little bit, a little bit different. One of the things is that there's a suggestion that the Tribe of Dan originated as Babylonian black magicians and migrated their way back over towards where Israel was, and they were actually the lost tribe of Israel, or the Jews that, the Jews that are not Jews, Watchmen.
Well, there's no J, as you mentioned earlier, so they were the true fourth son of Jacob, Yisrael. Jacob would be Yaakov, Yisrael. Israel is the fake Isis, Ra, and El, all three pagan idols put together, because Rome had to cater to all the pagans, and so they hired, in essence, these... what they call the fake Jews, if you will, those who say they are or not, but of the synagogue of Satan. They don't even have any Semitic blood. They go back to Ashkenaz, one of the sons of Noah, which was Japheth. And they admit it. So it's not anti-Semitic when they're not Semitic. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
What do you think about Josephus?
Josephus, yeah, is an important character. Go ahead.
Well, he had a lot of historical records that he obviously accounted for, but I've read some of his works, and I believe in a lot of what he's saying. But at the same time, we weren't there. History has been altered. We know that he who conquers writes his story, right? That's what history is. But no question, Josephus had a lot of gold nuggets of truth, so I'm not down on that. What I'm not down with is this Greek-Latin substitute. It's caused all the confusion. Remember, when they say it's all Greek to me, what they're saying is it's all confusion, and the Most High is not the author of confusion. If we go back to the New Testament, the Aramaic and Hebrew, we'll understand the book of Revelation way better when we get into the subject of what the mark really means, what the image, what the name, and the number. When we get into this, it'll blow everyone's mind looking at it from a Hebrew-Aramaic perspective, not in this English-Greek-Latin, which we all been, enveloped with.
Right, because I mean, think about Josephus. He was there at Masada. He snuck out, supposedly in a whatever, right? And the thing is, but before that, with the siege on Jerusalem in 70 AD, there's a, I don't want to say a rumor, there's a belief a lot of people have, that when he sold out basically to go with the Romans and live a pretty pristine and nice life over there in Rome, he's given like the rights of a senator, basically high praise and high, you know, wealth and everything, you know, when he went back with him to Rome, that when the siege happened at the temple, his goal, not his goal, but the thing he wanted most was those books, the original copies of the Torah that were kept there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The Talmud, right? It was before his Talmud, right? It was still the Torah at that point, right?
Well, the Talmud was the oral tradition, which is really a bastardization of truth. It's really not truthful at all. It's all basically oral traditions, which is wrong to exalt oral traditions above Yah's written word that he breathed initially.
Hold it right there. Where is God's or Yah's written word?
Well, you've got to keep in mind that his truth, okay, is revealed by three methods. Because in three witnesses, you have more of a solid case. If you have one witness, as he said, she said. His word, first of all, his spirit is the highest authority. His word comes forth because spirit emanates word. Then creation comes forth in that order, spirit, word, and creation. The word, which was Yah, was made flesh or became flesh or manifest in the flesh. He didn't send anybody else. He sent himself. It was Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. And again, folks, that's really the only name to be baptized in. You can baptize yourself. You don't need to be in religion or corporate, you know, control. You just need to, you know, just fellowship with your family and friends. His word is in us. His word will accomplish what he said his purpose is.
Right. So I want you to clarify because there's a lot of people, and I'm one of them, that has a major problem with any of these Bibles that have been printed and any of these translations.
So I call it the translation.
Right. So I don't want people to confuse what you're saying when you say the word. I don't want them to think that you mean the book that when you say his word, you're not talking about the Bible being his word or Yah's word or the Most High's word. That is the word of man in the language of men. That is not the language of Yah or the language of the Most High, is it?
His perfect word is in the Hebrew and Aramaic where there's no errors. That's where his word really lies. Okay, sure, you can read your English and all your Greek, Latin, and you can still get the gist that there's still going to be holes if you don't go back to the Hebrew and Aramaic. So at the same time, just because the counterfeits have a surf doesn't mean the truthful, the real McCoy goes away. And that's what I tell people. I know it's hard for people to say, oh, well, I've had all these disillusionments and I can't understand this word. It's because you've got a Western glasses on, take those off and pray, y'all give me a Hebraic, Aramaic mindset instead of this mindset of the West. Western civilization is our hindrance. Well, because this book is an Eastern book, and so his word is true from the Hebrew and Aramaic. But when it says all Greek to me, it's all confusion. Yah's not the author. This is why people are confused, Jimmy, is because they're looking at these English texts that they don't go back farther. You got to go farther up the hill to get the better water. Remember, you got to go. It's the same thing with the language. You got to go back to the first language of heaven, which was Abram, or the heavenly Hebrew that Abraham and everybody, the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob actually spoke. Well, this is very important.
Wasn't Paul Saul?
His real name was Shaul, and then there's no witness in the Book of Acts or Renewed Covenant, what they call Romans, the New Testament, that Yah changed his name to Paul. Rome loved Apollos, and so a short form for Apollos.
Uh-huh.
So they said, let him be our chief lawless messenger, which really he wasn't lawless as an original text, but it's made him look lawless. His real name was Shaul. His name never changed. Rome put that in there to make you think that Paul or Apollos was the name to call him.
My name's Jimmy. That is the Watchman, the epic journeyman right here. We're about to get in the mark of the beast, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say, nothing is sacred over here. What we're telling you here, I would say you should really take a listen to what the Watchman's having to say, because you may be calling out to the wrong person when you're in a moment of terror or a moment of fear. You may be, you know, learn to pray. You got to learn how to breathe in and breathe out like that Bush song. So this is Aftermath of them. Is it time to take the mark of the beast and have 69% of Americans already done it?
69% right now, 1% below what Biden required for us to move into a new happy future without masks. But we're 1% away, and now we're hearing about the Delta strain. The Delta strain is coming to get you, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming to send off the rooster. On to Jimmy. So on.
The bullet streets be from the world. Yeah, they jump to stop the rooster.
Facilities have begun to crack under the strain, and civil defense authorities state that the situation is much the same across the entire country. Martial law is now nationwide.
Major cities in all parts of the country, New York, Los Angeles, report plague victims falling dead in the streets, in their homes, at their work. The first symptom appears to be severe choking, followed by immediate unconsciousness. Death occurs within minutes.
Whether a state of war between China and Russia still exists is not important any longer. Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared germ warfare.
Call all rat channel. This is a class one emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your homes. Repeat, Comrade Channel. This is a class one emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways.
It's Aftermath FM. Are you down with the devil? Are you down with the sickness? Are you a star in the dope show? That knows. Because he knows the time is short. Because he knows the time is short.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 666.
That mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Come out, believe! That what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy. Just what I saw in my dreams. What the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause they were a dream. It's over now. Be the place that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Thank you.
Callers, if they call in a little early. So, and I appreciate the fact that you muted up 337. Who are you? Where are you calling from? You have a question for the Watchman about the Mark of the Beast.
Yeah, this is Two Feathers.
Hey, Two Feathers, what's happening, man?
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing good, man. Hey, let me grab you on Skype because you'll sound a lot better. And I'll go back in the backstage area there and get you out of the green room in a second. So go ahead and hang up, and I'll grab you on Skype. Hey, Watchman, Epic Journeyman, get in here, and let's get this ball rolling on the Mark of the Beast. Well, we don't have much time. Before we leave,
I got something cool. That
yeah, go ahead. We were Take, talking yeah, about. I'm throwing the keys to you. I got to jump in the back room here.
So we were talking in the chat. There's a lot of discussion over here on YouTube about obelisks. And we were talking about Egypt, how a lot of this stuff left Egypt and, you know, where it's gone, how it got to Rome. Well, it's an interesting fact. It's always fascinated me, and I think it's relevant when tie this in later. And what it is, there's 8 obelisks that are from Egypt that were brought to Rome. And those 8 obelisks are like, you know, why they bring it there? It's like way back, right? But the thing is, it's like the 8 points of a compass needle, right? I mean, the 8 points, like on the navigation symbol, okay? And then after they brought those 8 from Egypt, they commissioned 6 more to be made in Egypt, and brought over and shipped over for the wealthy classes in Rome at the time. And those, that makes a total of 13 obelisks in Rome. And so it just makes you wonder, right, the 8 significance of the navigation points, you know, the symbol of that. Not necessarily they make that shape, you have to draw them out on a map, but then
we'll be right back here on the Watchman Walk broadcast here on revolution.revolution.com. Listening to a previous broadcast to YouTube. Return will be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
In Rome. And so it just makes you wonder, right? The eighth significance of the navigation points, you know, of the symbol of that. Not necessarily they make that shape. You have to draw them out on a map. But then they get together six to make it, or yeah, to make it 13. Five, 13. Why 13? Why Rome? Well, we think we know why Rome, right? And the biggest one is Vatican Square. So,
eight
is a power. Good.
I just want to let Two Feathers know that you're muted. So when you get ready to jump in, make sure you unmute. There you go. So, Two Feathers, welcome to Into the Microcosm. Trucker Tuesday last Tuesday, we were hoping you're going to show up. We're glad you're here now. Did you want to jump in on the conversation we're having on Mark of the Beast with the Watchmen?
Hey, good to hear you, Watchmen. Man, I hadn't heard from you in a long while.
Yeah, there you guys go. Hey, listen, you guys, I need to go jump downstairs for a second and check the perimeter. So I'm going to toss the keys over to Evan Journeyman. And if you're not talking, meet up. And everybody have a good time. I'll be right back. I really appreciate you calling us, Two Feather. So get into it, Watchmen. What are you seeing on the horizon? And how is this tying into some of the technology and some of the measures that we've seen over the past year and a half? Now, just now, people are getting ready for 4th of July. They want to celebrate. They want to have barbecues. They want to go out and hug their neighbors and hug their family, and everybody's feeling good. And all of a sudden, it's 69%. And, you know, was it a Delta force? And I don't know what's going to happen. Tell us what's going to happen, Watchmen, or what you see on the horizon anyways, and maybe we can extrapolate that into what may or may not happen. Evan Journeyman, here's the keys. Here's the captain's cap. I'm going to phone out to the perimeter and make sure everything's all right.
Well, you know, Jimmy, you bring up some good points. And to finish the point there with the eight is the number of infinity and eternity. The Most High spells his name, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, which is 26, and 2 and 6 is 8, which is he's the only one that's infinite. It does never have a beginning or an end. But what is happening, to finish the point what Jimmy was saying, is that this word COVID, okay, certificate of vaccination, ID, is one definition. But if you go back to the Hebrew, the word COVID, of course, 19 is in gematria. It can also stand for chaos. 1984, they should have named it, really, because they're fulfilling all that stuff. But anyhow, COVID, really, in Hebrew, is COVID, like they call it the SARS-2, you know, COVID, SARS, or, you know, who is it called? SARS-CoV-2. That's what they're calling it. And it's COVID, like Kobe Bryant, Kobe. In Hebrew, COVID, the V and the B are interchangeable in sound. So what was everybody mourning before this COVID hit? It was Kobe Bryant, right? COVID. So COVID, or COVID, if you will, in Hebrew, literally means the demon of fear, or also being possessed by the devil. Now, when people take this shot, they're taking a COVID-19 shot. They're literally incanting with the phonetics and the meaning. They're actually opening themselves up to being possessed by the devil. So is the mark of the beast here? I hope I'm wrong. I don't want it to be, but the evidence is overwhelming that I do believe that this death shot, remember, there's two-thirds of the earth died. Now, Jimmy says 69% of it's already taken this shot, or the bioweapon, if you will. Keep in mind, two-thirds of the earth died. So if it's not the mark of the beast, the next shot, if it is going to have a lot less death, because you got Dr. Luc Montagnier from France, who's a Nobel Peace Prize winner, said that anybody takes the shot, within 2 years, they'll die. You got human resources, people already getting people already lined up in 2 to 3 years to replace half of their employees. So the higher up, so to speak, know what's going to come. And nothing else, I mean, due to the excess carnage, they're telling you 5,000 from the CDC, 20,000 worldwide, but that's only 1% reported death. 20,000, that puts you about 2 million people and counting. So within 2 to 3 years, you got what? 70% of 350 million? That Deagle report puts you at 99 million. This is definitely the death kill shot. Nothing afterwards could even become more lethal, because they've already took this shot, which I believe is the mark of the beast, or has the devil's literal name practically in it. So when you look at it from that perspective of the carnage that's already, you know, accumulating, that's where we're at, folks. I mean, it's a harsh reality. But see, I don't want to just talk about the mark of the beast. There's also the mark of Yah, even though we'll focus on the mark of the beast. There's always a hope. There's always a way out. Just don't take the shot up your nose or the shot in your arm, because hand, the right hand, or forehead, the right hand in Hebrew means arm, okay? So keep that in mind. That's why we're missing it out on what the true definitions of these terms mean. Go ahead. Someone had a comment.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, so we see right now, talk a little bit about the patents at the journeyman, Luciferase. Talk a little bit about the patent number, is number 600.
Was it patent? Yeah, 60, 60, 60.
It's actually it's W-O for world order, 20206060 having no numerical value. The last three letters become 666, or numbers, actually. So, and Bill Gates' name in ASCII code is 666, by the way. And his packet number is a number of a man, number of the, I'm not saying he's, quote unquote, the anti-Messiah, but he's tied in with the Roman D system, the black folk, white folk, false prophet, anti-Messiah. All the scholars in the past always looked at Rome as the anti-Messiah, because the fish hat that the Pope wears has 666 in it. So keep that in mind. He's the only one sitting at the United Nations table, folks. And he's saying, go ahead and take the aborted fetuses. Oh, we're against abortion, but go ahead and let the unborn be stuck in you. Oh, we're against it publicly, but oh, go ahead and take it publicly. It's hypocrisy. The beast system, my friends.
So what does it mean for example, if I live in a socialist medicine system and I have problems with my health, let's say I have lung problems, and my doctor tells me that I must partake in the injectable, because if I don't, I won't get the operation that I need later on because I didn't follow the directions. So if what if people have to take this and they have no choice? How do they get into heaven when they have to take this without a choice? I mean, what are people supposed to do? Are they supposed to just lay there and die? How are people supposed to survive in the time when the mark is being given out and they won't be able to buy or sell without it? Is there any information that we can have that would, you know, give us a path to follow? Because some people, like, for example, my mom had to take the vaccination. Okay, but because of what I've learned over the period of time, I suggested she went with the J&J or Johnson & Johnson. But my mom hasn't experienced any of the things that any of the people that you see or hear in the alternative media are talking about. The horrors. My mom got a test. My mom got the thing shoved up her nose. Nothing happened to her. She didn't get sick. When she came home, I didn't get sick. Okay.
It's possible, Jimmy, she might have got the saline shot. It's possible because there's no way they could roll every shot that has that garbage in it. It's quite possible. No one knows for sure. It's quite possible she might have been blessed by not having the actual garbage. You might have got a saline solution or a water shot.
We're also both Rh negative, man. Okay. So I want to point that out. And I just want to say that anybody in charge of biological weapons, anybody in charge, most of the elite are Rh negative. Anything that's going to be put out there is going to be having to do with monkeys. There's going to be some monkeys in the equation because that is what is missing in the Rh negative blood type. So anything that would attack the rhesus positive people would not affect the elite class. Every leader in the world is an Rh negative. Barack Obama was even Rh negative, ladies and gentlemen. So what I'm saying is probably going to resonate pretty true. But go ahead. How do people get around it? They had to take it. They're good Christians. Okay, they go to church every Sunday. They had to take it for their job, otherwise they can't provide for their family. How does God take care of those people?
Well, let me say it like this. I think this needs to be said, Watson. That, you know, I mean, I was raised in Christianity like Watson, you know, all my life, holiness, you know, Baptist, stuff like that. And, you know, I spiritually, as the Watchman knows, when we say spiritually, of course, we speak different than the cardinal thinking man. Okay, because Holy Ghost filled, I mean, that's what I mean by that.
Spirit filled, right.
And the thing is, until you get the knowledge of what the Spirit is trying to say to you, you won't even get no knowledge of what it's even saying. Just like you won't probably get the words of what I'm saying. But let me say it like this. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, it's solidified. I have some information that I could, I don't know if I still have it, if it's still on there, but I've already come across it, okay? And this information was showing and solidified of what I'm saying right here, right now, of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, of the Catholic priest meeting with the Muslim imam. And in the Bible, it talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse being, one being a white horse and the other one being a green horse, but they had to say it as a pale horse because man wouldn't even think about a green horse. He would take it totally out of context. So that's why it had to be put as a pale horse. So, and we are in those times right now, as the Bible would speak of in those days. I mean, it's clear, it's taking place here.
Yeah, so let's clarify. So the reason that you're bringing up the green horse in reference to the Muslims is because the color of green has a big association with the Muslim. And right. As a journeyman, what color green, what planet is that associated with, the color green? Which planet?
Well, depending on how you look at it, Neptune and Uranus are both the green, yeah.
No, so there's a specific planet that's specifically involved with the Muslim religion. But anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, the mark of the beast,
the four horses of the apocalypse. There's a lot around this COVID-19 lettering and the number COVID-19. You know, I think it had something to do with ID. The ID in COVID is meaning ID. And there was some other part of that acronym that I can't remember now because I have short-term memory loss because it is California. And it's always 420 at the in the Microcosm Studios. And it's late at night. And we are here with the Watchman on our good friend, Two Feathers, who's also a trucker. How's the road? Are you out on the road tonight, Two Feathers?
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, I'm out here.
Where are you at, man? Where are you rolling to?
Rolling southbound, back to a little town called Lafayette, Louisiana, side of Baton Rouge.
Nice. You gonna get yourself some crawdaddies? I mean, there's some good food down there. What about? When was the last time you had some catfish and hush puppies, man?
Oh, it's been a long time for that. But, I mean, I hauled crawfish a little while back. Actually, two batches.
Man, you know what? Check this out, man. Back in the day, I used to work for this dude, black dude. He had a kitchen and a bar. And so, you know, the bar was closed during the day. This dude had a soul food barbecue cart. I used to take his cart out, man, every Friday and Saturday down to the spot. And that's where we sold catfish and hush puppies, fresh cornbread. It was kick-ass, man. Hot links. Man, I mean, my mouth's starting to water right now with a hot, man. I need a hot link.
You know what I mean? About that food stuff.
I know, man.
Well, Jimmy, at Two Feathers brings up a good point. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, the first white horse rider, he's given a bow, a B-O-W, which means a weapon, but there's no arsenal or arrows given. So, and bow can be bowing. Everybody's been locked down. No arrows pointing at them, but there's a weapon of fear, and fear is the currency of control, as somebody has stated many times. The reality is that that same white horse rider is given a corona. In the English Bible, it'll say crown. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so he goes forth conquering and conquer the whole world. Well, World War I didn't conquer the whole world. It wasn't a worldwide event. World War II was the same situation. But this coronavirus, which is another name for the flu since 1968, has gone forth conquering and conquering the whole world, and everybody's in lockstep, like the Rockefeller PDF on their official website stated. So it goes forth conquering the whole world, and every country's bowed to this because they want a old world odor, which is really their wannabe new world order.
That's right. And they also took a knee, and they also said, I can't breathe. And I can't breathe was what everybody was feeling. And so the frustration of everything that happened with George Floyd and people not being able to breathe because they're all wearing masks, the whole thing culminated into a giant soup of, you know.
Well, the meaning which you just said, I can't breathe, to tie in with what you just said earlier, is I can't talk to God. I can't understand. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You can't breathe his name in and or in out.
That's right.
And everything that has breath praises his name. Psalm says, every living creature has a vibration and frequency in their breath or inhale, exhale of Yahweh's name, whether they like it or not, or know it or not, or believe it or not. That's what's coming down in the frequency aspect of it.
That's right. Well, listen, it's almost midnight. Two Feathers and Watchmen, mute up, take a break. We've got about 5 minutes till midnight. This time, go to the bathroom, get your thing going. We're going to open up these phones. People are clamoring. I'm getting emails. People want to talk to you. People want to call in. So, we're going to take your calls, ladies and gentlemen. We're ready to do so. But in the meantime, let's take a quick music break. Everybody take a drink, take a breath, get a fresh air, get the kids out of the room. Here we go. Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Dark Necessities. My name's Jimmy. It's in the Microcosm Epic Journeyman, the Watchman on the Wall, and our good buddy Trucker Two Feathers. He'll be back on Trucker Tuesday, another week or so. In the meantime, Aftermath of them. Tune in, turn on, and find out. This is the Microcosm. Take your granddaddy's lady.
Coming down to the light of day, we got memories that are deep and placed so wide. Keep an eye on the shadows, smile to see what I have to say. The Let's pain will go away. How what do you say?
To win it, or 999-4761. It's the witching hour on the East Coast. It's midnight on the West Coast in 3 minutes. 626-999-4761.
This radio station was named Audio Slave in honor of the last American hero to whom speed means freedom of the soul. The question is not when you're going to stop, but who is going to stop it.
My name is Jimmy, it's Aftermath FM. Here's the microphone. Is 760-626-999-4761. 626-999-4761. Give us a call. Mark of the Beast. Forces of the Apocalypse. Audio Slaves. It's Chris Cornell. Send the Microcosms Aftermath.fm. We're here every Monday through Friday, 10:30 Pacific, immediately following Clyde Lewis at Ground Zero. 626-999-4761. 626-999-4761. Give us a call. In the meantime, 760, we're coming to you in just a moment. Stand by. Wall. We're here with the Watchman on the Wall, Two Feathers, Epic Journeyman, and caller 760. Stand by. That's going to be the last song I'm playing. If you want to call in, 626-999-4761. How much difference does it make, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, I'll stand on the street, pretend I'm free to roam. Oh, I'll make my way through one more day.
Nine 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 4761. Give us a call. Next two verses. I'm playing this song specifically for these next two verses. So
If you care, pay attention. If not, just enjoy the music. Welcome into the microcosm. What do you got for the Watchman or the Epic Journeyman tonight?
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
Stand by. Let me get Eddie Vedder back in the green room. Get in there, man. Go back in there. Put that mask back. You know, you used to wear a mask because you didn't want to be famous. To wear a rubber mask. Yeah, he did. He used to go out in public and wear a rubber mask because he didn't want to be famous. He's like the anti-hero, the anti-star. Anyways, go ahead. What do you got? What do you have for us tonight, brother?
All right, man. Well, I just want to tell you, this is such a great subject. I'm getting an echo in my earpiece.
That's because I got you cranked. Here, let me turn off my microphone. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, much better. Thank you. Man, this is such a great topic. Thank you, Two Feathers, Weatherman, Epic Journeyman,
Watchman.
You guys are Watchman.
Yeah, the Watchman on the Wall. You can find him over on Revolution.Radio, FreedomSlips.com. He's over there every Sunday. Studio B. What time is it? We got another call.
It's Studio A. Studio A8. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Studio A, 8 to 10 Eastern. Okay, so we got another caller coming.
Okay.
Hey, 419, you're going to be on the air, but just stand by for a moment. 760 is just getting to his question. Go ahead.
Right on. Well, I'm just saying, Watchmen, this is so important. We need to hear this stuff. This is not in our, frame of mind. To hear and know this stuff. So I just want to tell you, thank you for bringing this to light.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks, Jimmy and Aftermath and all the guys here. You know, Epic and all the
crew. Yeah,
you guys rock it.
This is beautiful. Seriously,
it is.
And I don't have a question.
Okay,
that was just my comment. All right,
all right, well, stand by. Okay. Mute up and let's go to caller 419. Where are you calling from and what's your question for the Watchman?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
All right. Jimmy, nice to hear. I've been listening to Clyde Lewis for a minute and change, and then recently started listening to you guys. I love your content.
Hey, great, man. Thanks. It's pretty
cool.
Yeah, we listened to Clyde. We listened to Clyde too for a minute and a half. Also, man, I'll tell you what.
Right.
I've been a listener to Clyde Lewis Ground Zero show for many years, and I love Clyde. Yeah. I love Ron. I love Wes. I love everybody over there, and it's an honor and a privilege to be here when they shut it down, that we can pick up the ball and run with it. So we really appreciate that. Right, we appreciate you. And what do you?
I've called in to Clyde a couple of times about, you know, the whole COVID thing and this and that and whatever. And I recently lost my 24-year-old son, and I called about that and kind of explained that I kind of envied the fact that he died in December in 19 is where all this crap started with the COVID and the lockdown and all this craziness. And I believe in Yahweh, God, or whatever it's supposed to be called. I call him my creator.
It's hard to know what to do because what happens
in my life, I tell people I'm a Christian, but I know Christos and all that stuff is garbage. But they don't understand. I believe in the creator who came down to show us how it was all supposed to be done and stuff. But But they don't understand that. Oh, what are you, Jehovah's Witness? Blah, blah, blah. They go all crazy on the side over here. Right. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's part of the thing about the Watchmen. So, Watchmen, I'm going to ask you a question now because this is an important issue around the information that you present. Because once you show somebody the way, they need a way to bridge themselves from what they've been taught in the past. The
program.
Right. And so what happens to them when they learn this? Are they out in the woods, out here like a babe in the woods all by themselves? They don't have a book to go to. They don't have any real. Well, what do you do once you learn about this stuff? And Epic Journeyman, jump in here when the Watchman gets done. Go ahead.
Well, you know, this information came to me about 20 years ago, and I was pastoring a Christian non-denominational spirit-filled church for 7 years. And about halfway through that tenure, I got this information and researched it. You know, here, I got a degree in theology, went to a seminary, and I realized, wait a minute, we were parroting lies. But just because, you know, the counterfeits has usurped doesn't mean that the truth goes away. So what I did was I prayed. I said, Father, you know, if your name is not – you know, God, Lord, or Jesus, or, you know, or Jehovah, then show me. And I just said a simple prayer. See, when you come before him humbly and sincere, he's not going to turn you away. What do you call yourself? Christos is a title for Osiris in the Egyptian pagan trinity. I mean, these terms, the Most High commands us in his word, his government in Deuteronomy, do not speak a pagan name out of your lips in Exodus 23:13. Don't. In other words, especially don't refer to me as these pagan idols, though it's not in your mindset because you don't know. But yet out of your mouth, you're justified and by your words, you're justified and by your words, you're condemned. But the original faith was the Netzarim, the Netzers. They were called the watchmen. Hence the term here is because he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Don't throw out all your translations. Read as many as you can, but keep it with a grain of salt, realizing that the Greek and the Latin has been manipulated. You can still get the spirit of truth within the word. Even though it's been manipulated, you can go back to that Hebrew perspective and get the truth. I'm not saying throw all your texts away. Get as many translations as you can, but keep in mind the spirit of Yah will lead and guide you into all truth. You need not any man teacher, any religion, or any church or pulpit. They're just pulling you into the pit. But don't give up, man. Right.
You mean I don't have to go down to that church and put money in that bucket anymore?
I mean, you don't have to because he says when you give in secret. So they're violating the command.
Right.
They're having their earthly reward, their pat on the back. He says when you give in secret. You know, we never, even when I was pastoring in a Christian church, I never passed a plate around publicly. Why? Because I felt that was in violation of what the Messiah taught us. He says, don't, when you give in secret. You can't do it if you're writing a check and the bank account knows how much you gave. You give in secret. So then your Heavenly Father rewards you openly. But if you give to be seen of men, then you've already got your word. You don't have no heavenly reward now, do you?
No, that's what he says. You know, you don't look the right hand, what the left hand is doing. Those who go out and give in public have the reward on that day when you give away.
Yes, right.
You know, give in secret, you have a great reward in heaven, just like when you pray, right? So, yeah, it's all there. And two more gathered in my name. I'm there also. So that's
right.
Fellowship and your believers, and that's the church as such as it's meant to be. It's not building anywhere.
Scripture, good text there, Epic. You brought a good point up, Epic Journeyman. Where two or three are gathered together, am I in the midst. Okay, he's talking about his Hebrew name. He's not talking about wait 1,700 years later, then they're going to add a letter J, and then, you know. He's talking about the Hebrew name. You want power? You want to rise above the situation? It's not your willpower. It's not my willpower. It's his power. And he says, all power in heaven and earth is given through my name, the Hebrew name. He said, all men in Mark 13:13 will hate you for my name's sake. He didn't say, hey, they're going to hate you for the name of J.C. When I preached in the name of J.C. for 20 years or so, I never got persecuted in America. But when you start telling people he never was called that, his name is Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth, Mashiach is his true title, not Christ. And that Jesus, Jesus, is the horse in Hebrew, by the way. Not trying to be sacrilegious. It's just the facts. Look it up, Strong's number 5483, for those that want to look it up in a Greek Hebrew lexicon. He said, in fact, Lord goes back to Baal worship, as I mentioned. God goes back to Satan's original name. You can go on. And the Most High wants us to come out of all the Baalistic pagan terms and go back to his name and call him Yah or Yahweh. That's why hallelujah means praise you, Yahweh. It doesn't mean praise the Lord or praise God as they're lying to you in religion. I'm spiritual, not religious. Even though I came out of religion. He still loves us. Go back to the original faith of the apostles and prophets, which was the way. They were the Netzarim, or they were called the watchmen, literally. That's why he said, watch and pray. I'm the vine, you're the branches. The vine, he is the only vine, and we're the branches, which is the Netzarim, or the watchmen, hence the term.
Over.
Edward German, jump in there.
No, greater things you shall do than I. Did he say that? And then the way, truth, and life. So there you go. I mean, it's telling you that such miracles as they saw back then as the apostles, that we're going to do greater miracles still. And the thing about that is through the power of or greater through God's
name. Right.
Right. So
that's right.
Yeah. So and this is, it means the best is yet to come. It really does. So
it's our best hour right now, folks. It is our best hour. When you get what you need now in the meantime, it is indeed our best hour, Epic. And I tell you right now, there's a mark of Yah. Yah seals those and protects those from the plagues and the vials and the bulls and all the stuff that you see in the book of Revelation. He protects those who have the Father's name, Yahweh, in our forehead, which is in our mindset. The mark in your right hand doesn't have to be literally in your right hand. It means in the Hebrew Aramaic, it literally means you consent. People are signing themselves into the shot saying, hey, go ahead, patent me. Stick your patent and stuff no longer in my own. You belong to them when you become under the legal term and legal code. You belong to them as a patent. But Yah said, I'll mark you with my name. I'll seal you. Go to John 8:51, John 11:26, where he says, he that believeth in me, you know, those that are alive shall never die. And that's the priesthood of the Enoch of order, the Enochian order, or the Melchizedek priesthood. This is the mechanism in which Yah will gather his elect from the four corners of the earth. Those who are sealed, baptized in the name of the Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth, in a live body of water. You can do it yourself. The priests had to do it themselves. You were called kings and priests unto Yah. You don't have to be in a religious society. You can just have your own family and friends and your own brotherhood. You don't need to be in an incorporated, which is in a covenant of death religion. Religion means that which ties down and keeps people bound. We're called to be free thinkers, truth seekers, and not push. You know, a belief system of, okay, got to be at this building, you know.
Didn't Yah turn over the tables because of usury, because of interest?
Oh, absolutely.
Because of the interest system that was installed and the money changers. Stand by, we got a call coming in.
Exactly right, Jim.
Yeah, no problem. So listen, 509, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Everybody else mute up, please. 509, thanks for calling. What do you got for the Watchman tonight? And we're interested. Thanks for calling.
Hey, the true Jesus was Horus, and the true Immaculate Birth was when Isis floated over Osiris's, her beloved husband's body, and after collecting his body parts in the desert that were strewn about by his evil brother Seth, after collecting them, and in her grief, she hovered over his body and produced or created a baby Horus. Horus is the true Jesus. He was reincarnated as Cleopatra's son. She had him with Caesar. Caesar wanted to kill him because he didn't want her child to be part of the throne of Rome.
Hold on a second, because I've heard this before too. Now, let me add to what you're saying. So this story also includes that Caesar was then killed, and Caesar was assassinated, and the son of Caesar is God, and the son of God was born through Cleopatra with a brother and a sister. And when they were trying to hide the Son of God, they sent him away to be with Mary and Joseph. And that is how the Immaculate Conception was had, was that they were sent to be away with Mary and Joseph and hidden as peasants. And the character of Jesus was then later said to have gone to the East and saw some Buddhism, some Hinduism, and some different Sufi rites, came back illuminated, and that was the time when he then was displaying the will of the Most High. What do you think about that, Watchman? Have you heard this before? And what kind of credibility do you give to what the caller is saying?
Well, it goes back, you know, I appreciate the caller and Jimmy and some points there to elaborate on, is that when you look at all the names, all those names that are brought up, go back to the Egyptian and Babylonian religions and so forth and Greek mythology. This is why, see, they always would say they're a trinity, you know, Horus, and then you've got Isis, and then you've got Osiris. That's that pagan Trinitarian concept, and Christianity or Roman brought that to cater to the pagans, to bring them into their Roman Catholic Church instead of the Roman Empire. Now we've got to bring them back in, and then we're going to use all these names that they relate to. So these names are promoting that there's two or three to worship, when in reality it's just the Most High, Yahweh the Father, coming himself in the flesh. This is what separates what I'm sharing with everyone here in your audience, Jimmy, is that we're not teaching a Trinitarian concept. That's what Christianity does. That's what this Egyptian Trinity talks about. Mm. So, and the Zeitgeist guys got a lot of people away from believing, because a lot of that mystery stuff is true mythology. If that's an oxymoron, it is what it is, but it's still not the way, the truth, and the life. Yahweh, the Messiah of matter, that's the only name to pray to. Everything else is a subtle form of idolatrous practice.
Okay, well, so let me ask you this, though. This story of the virgin birth, all of these things, they propagate around the world at all different peoples in all different countries, all have similar critical paths, but the details and the colors and da, 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 who it was and all this. But the main critical path is present in just about every single religious document. Mine's Jimmy. It's into the microcosm. 519, stay there. Mute your phone if you can. I'm going to play a couple clips here. We're coming to the bottom of the hour. It's time for everybody to take a quick breather, get something to drink. I want to play a couple pieces here that I think are pertinent. And when we come back, we got the Watchman, we got Two Feathers, we got 509, we got 760, and Epic Journeyman. We got a full house. You can give us a call, 626-999-4761, 626.
It's my seed. It's just come off the press. I want to sow this as a seed because I believe in baby story. I believe in inspiration that works. I believe in this ministry. And what I make happen for others, God will make happen for me. Somebody's son is going to be set free from alcohol because of your $1,000 seed. Somebody is going to avoid a divorce because of the $1,000 seed. Some girl on drugs whose mama's been praying for her is going to be set free from drugs because of $1,000. And what I make happen for others, Ephesians 6:8, God will make happen for me. I don't want you to call until I finish my prayer. And as soon as I finish my prayer, I want you to go to the phone, dial the number on the screen, and simply say, I've won of the 1,000. I'm going to faith in somehow in 90 days a $1,000 seat. You may already have the 1,000. It may be something you put aside for retirement or college or a vacation. You may have put some money aside that nobody knows about it. God's giving you a picture. It may be in the bottom of your closet. It may be in a sock. Maybe between your mattresses. It may be an account that nobody knows about but you and God. That's not your hardest. That $1,000 won't get you anywhere until God touches it. Everything God touches multiplies. Precious Holy Spirit, I ask you for 1,000 miracles within 90 days. I don't know who the 1,000 people are, but there's 1,000 watching me that needs a harvest much more than they need the seed. They know, like I know, that they can't do very much with 1,000. Probably can't buy real good sofa with 1,000. but we can bring it and present it to you for multiplication. I told
in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you.
My name is Jimmy. It's Aftermath FM. Listen to the microcosm, often imitated but never duplicated. Aftermath FM 6-999-4761. Got about 33 minutes left in this broadcast with the Watchman on the Wall, Two Feathers, Epic Journeyman, 760 and 509. Give us a call, 626-999-4761. Soundgarden. It's Buckethead, Pandasma. And immediately preceding them. Come back in here, man. Jump back in and say goodbye to everybody. You going to come back next week for Trucker Tuesdays? He's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, I have you to the conversation before we get rolling again here on the Mark of the Beast.
No, I'm going to say goodbye, Jimmy. I just held on mute there.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thanks for having me, bud.
Hey, no problem, bro. So make sure next week, if you can come back, we appreciate Trucker Tuesday next week again. And last week, we had a great session with a bunch of truckers talking about stuff. We actually found a hot-button issue, which is the self-driving vehicles. And we're going to get into that next week. So come on back and let's rip a hole in the side of these pricks trying to take our freedoms away and take our ability to drive. You're right. Love you, man. Thanks, Two Feathers. Really appreciate you, brother. Hey. Stay safe out there. Stay safe out there, bro. There he goes, ladies and
gentlemen. Say that, Jim. Good to hear you, man.
Yeah, same to you. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Two Feathers.
See you, Two Feathers.
Yeah, man. Come on back in here, Watchman on the Wall, Epic Journeyman. I'm time to go check the perimeter. Come on back. And I got the iPad rolling with the Aftermath app on it, and so I can definitely still the perimeter with my intense military-grade flashlight that will burn a hole in paper, literally set paper on fire. And I would say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're drunk and shit, because you'll fall asleep at the pill. My name's Jimmy, sitting in the microphone, Watchman on the Wall, Epic Journeyman. Here's the cap. Here's the keys. Kick it away, boys.
Right on. Yeah, well, we're going to get to that mark and that beast. Both of them, right? And the several beasts actually that show up in Revelation 13. Before we do, though, something we talked about before Watchmen was we talked a little bit, I don't think we really delved into it a lot, was some of the guys were asking in chat about other beings, other gods. Like the first commandment is have no gods before me. And so that implies that there's other gods, right? And it's not just gods, it's entities. And so there's something that happens in Daniel, and Daniel's a precursor to Revelation, right? So all the things like Daniel 9 ties into Revelation 13, et cetera, I think it is. So it's been a while since I read those. But one of the things that that caught my attention right away, a lot of people passed over in the past, but or skimmed past it, rather, was he was delivered this message, and the angel that delivered him the message was held at bay for 3 weeks, for 21 days, by the spirit of the prince of Persia. And Michael, I believe it was, right? The archangel Michael had to rest. Rest away the. This was the other angel originally delivering it, right? And then Michael stepped in, as I understand it. Maybe off a little bit there, but can you elaborate on that a little bit? I think it's one of the more intriguing things in the Bible, actually. And it implies that there's this whole other ultra-dimensional, hyper-dimensional heaven, but that there's these other entities that have powers far beyond what we see that work across space time.
Right. Daniel prayed in 21 days, the prince of Persia, as you alluded to, Epic, and he finally broke through after the 21st day where Daniel continued to pray, because Daniel would pray three times a day. And so there was a spiritual warfare going down, and each area, each prince, there's a principality for each city or township or state or country, if you will. And he broke through in his prayer, and the prince of Persia was the entity that Michael the archangel, some say Gabriel, but I believe it was Michael the archangel, that actually brought forth victory for Daniel. And yet you're absolutely correct. Daniel chapter 9 ties in deeply with Revelation, the book of Revelation. And there's so much. I mean, like we mentioned earlier, I know we're running out of time, the mark, the image, the name of the beast, the number of the beast. I mean, there's at least, there's probably more, but there's at least 8 points. There's that number eight again, Epic, that verify that this very well could be the mark of the beast, this COVID shot. I mean, again, COVID alone means being possessed by the devil or the demon of fear. It also has the enzyme you alluded to, Epic, as Lucifer race. Satan or Lucifer wants to turn you into his race. That was his goal. So here's this enzyme named Lucifer race. The jab is an etching or a mark. And people say, it's not on my right hand. It's up in my upper arm. Well, again, in Hebrew, arm can mean hand, and hand is a part of the arm. Okay, that's that Hebrew perspective. You're not going to get that in the English and the Greek Latin. Also, the number of the beast 666 is the patent number that we alluded to earlier, W-O-060-2020, like that Real ID Act 2020. Gates has all of this rolled into one. And the Messiah promised that the gates of hell would not prevail against us. So he knew who would be doing this. It was through Rome. And, of course, we know that Gates, his wife, he has an upside down cross. Of course, it wasn't a cross. He died on a tree. That's a sign of Lucifer or satanic worship. Gates has been trained by a lot of her family, Jesuit members. So when you look at the gates of hell to not prevail against us, I mean, we overcome. We're taking ground. We're not on the defense. We're on the offense. But he has this number that turns everyone into a cryptocurrency. So if you take the jab, if it's not a saline solution or a water shot, if you will, because even, come on, you think Kamala Harris took the real thing? She was against the Trump shot, remember? Oh, I won't take it because that's the Trump shot. Well, Pfizer's still there. Moderna's Kamala, you're still taking the same shot. Now you're telling everyone to get Trumpy shot. So you're lying, I guess. Hey, you're playing an actor now, a bunch of actors. So when you look at this is all a stage, all the world's a stage, and everybody just a player. But and if you're in Yah's kingdom, you're the head, not the tail. You get out of the pagan name, you go into Yahweh's name, and you'll be safe, because the name of Yah is a strong tower on the right that runneth into it, 18:10 in Proverbs says. Again, the Pope has a 666 fish hat. Again, Gates' name, literally Bill Gates in the ASCII code is 666. This turns humans into transhuman with a hydrogel. We talked about it before. The shot has hydrogel, takes you out of the image of Yah, two-strand DNA, into a third strand synthetic DNA, transhuman, into the image of the beast. Okay, you take the mark of the beast or the shot in the arm. Okay, it doesn't have to be the right hand, because arm, again, means hand. Hand means arm, interchangeable in the Hebrew, but you're not getting that in the English. So the name of the beast, Lucifer, Lucifer race, Rome, created the term, or the English language, or Latin, the Latinism, which is a Romanism, and so Lucifer belongs to the terminology of Rome for the name of the adversary, whose real original name was Gabriel, Samuel, etc. So it has luciferase as the enzyme, the number of the beast. It turns people out of the image of Yah into the image of the beast. They're a part of that because it rewrites your DNA code, your genetic code. Even Moderna on their official website says that they're giving you an operating system they're injecting you with, plus a genetic gene therapy, which is a slick way of saying we're rewriting your DNA code. So that's how it was in the days of Noah. It was about genetic splicing. Yah says, as it was back then, so shall it be right before he comes back. They're genetically splicing people, and that's why Yah's wrath came on the judgment of the flood on during Noah's time. And so now it's going to be by fire. And so the only hope, the only way is to get the mark of Yah and don't take the mark of the beast. Bottom line. Oh, sorry, guys. I don't mean to dominate. I had to get
The TV's a cricket. Too many crickets showing up tonight. I heard of it. I was going to ask him earlier today where it was. I haven't heard him in a couple of days. There's a couple of things. We don't have time to lay out the whole thing, I guess, but there's a chronology where we have Little Horn. We're not going to give a Little Horn, obviously, tonight. But then there's the
Daniel, right?
Yeah. But then there's this tie-in to the Lawless One, right? And the powerful delusion. And then the first beast. And then the dragon summoning the second beast. And it calls it a dragon in almost every interpretation that I've seen.
Which is another name for the devil in Revelation.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then the second beast is the one that forces all to take the mark.
That's America. In Revelation 13, there's two beasts mentioned. The first beast is Rome out of the sea, and then the second beast comes up out of the land or the earth, which is two horns like a lamb. Because we started off lamb-like as a nation in the United States. Started off lamb-like, and then it grew two horns like a lamb. Now it's telling all the world, policing the world. It's everything is an image to the first beast, which was Rome, Maryland, Virginia. I mean, America is the second beast of Revelation 13. Just to answer the question.
And not only that, but I just want to point out, Bill Gates told Apple operating system. Bill Gates steal your operating system? Gates. The virus out of my body is bullshit.
Right. Well, he never graduated from anything. He's a dropout. He's a daddy's little boy. His fat mom and dad were head of the eugenics program. He's openly stated on his TED Talks on YouTube that he wants to depopulate the earth. The Who said in 1974, not the rock band, that was the good dude, but the rock is the first dude. All right,
thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riff, I think. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern
and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here.